best.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au.
I'll tell you who else has had a big night last night. That would be Jen Whitney, the Whitsunday mayor. She joins us this morning now. Jen, Tropical Cyclone Ida, how did the Whitsundays fare?
Look, we did get quite a bit of rain, and we had some localised flooding, and the highway was closed both north and south. But other than that, today it's perfect weather. The sky is very blue, hardly any wind. It's just very, beautiful climate. So
it's always the case, though, after a cyclone, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've done pretty well, I think.
Yeah.
So we're just out and about checking what localised flooding we've still got. But nothing too dramatic at this stage.
There was reports of a landslide at one area. Whereabouts was that, and is it a big one?
Look, it hasn't been confirmed. We did have one call through with down in the Jubilee Pocket area about a couple of rocks hitting on a house's roof, and that was about all we had come through at that stage.
Right.
So I'm not sure where that landslide might be or what's involved there, but nothing's come through to the centre.
Anything else worth mentioning there, Jenny? Because I know it's probably a really good timely reminder that we should be prepared for cyclone season, and we didn't really get its full fury, so it's a good lesson for us.
Look, yeah, this is the third one we've had this year, and I think we can't become too complacent with these, and I think the message is to listen to the updates. The biggest problem we were confronted with last night was with the roads that we had closed. People continued to go through them, and we had more swift water rescues than we would have liked to have had. So that's probably the biggest message, is people need to take heed of warning.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it's we're so happy to see the back of it, to be honest with you. Tropical
Absolutely.
Cyclone Ida. And, of course, we're glad that you guys are safe up there just as well as we are here in Mackay. And thanks for joining us this morning.
No problem. And business as usual in the Whitsundays.
Yeah, Jenny Whitney there joining us, Mayor of the Whitsunday Regional Council. And it's true what she says. Look outside this morning.
It's gorgeous.
I think I'm literally going a little bit insane this morning.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, yesterday we knew Cyclone Ida was coming towards the coast, so
sure,
it's our job here at the station to be on call on site when the cyclone passes to give the relevant information out on the air.
Yeah, okay. So we basically just bunker down, get some pizza over the road, and settle down in for a good night in.
What are we? It's ridiculous. You know when you're staying here and you've got a job to do.
Yeah.
Once the cyclone's here, we are obliged to stay here. We're not allowed to leave, obviously, for safety reasons. We can't drive through flooded water like everybody else.
Yeah.
You can't just get up and drive. Winds are that strong. It brings us danger. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh, and the thought crosses your mind. You're like, it's not that dead outside. Maybe I could just get in the car and drive home.
Yeah, but that's when you know something's going to happen.
Oh.
So you did the right thing. You stayed here overnight.
The thing that really bugs me is I had to sleep in the studio. So where we are right now, I slept in here last night on the couch that's behind you at the moment.
Yeah.
Now, beautiful couch. Not very comfortable to sleep on. probably because it's half the size of me in regards to length. So,
half the size. I would have said a quarter of the size. If you look at it, it's tiny.
Oh, my Lord. I've got a king's neck this morning. No amount of coffee is certainly helping me wake up after a restless night's sleep. Because we actually had to do the updates as well. So 11 o'clock came through the next warning.
Yeah.
The alarm was set.
Yep.
Woke up, did the did the warning, went back to sleep, woke up again at 2 in the morning, went back to bed. The things you do for your job.
Yeah. The thing is, you know, you should be used to that because you're in the doghouse with the better half all the time. So
yeah, but
you should be sleeping out on the couch half the time anyway.
Yeah, but that one's, it should be, I think they should be making a bedroom here at the station or something, you know, for cyclone season.
Mm. I tried bringing in the hammock and found out the hammock doesn't fit the frame.
That's exactly right. I mean, who travels around with a hammock in the boot of their car anyway? That's my big issue.
Well, you never know when you might want to kip on the side of the road. Just pull it out. Done.
What? You don't pull out a hammock for a kip on the side of the road.
Well, maybe not on the side of the road, but you know, when you know you're going to be sleeping over somewhere, instead of having one of those camp beds, you have a hammock instead with the frames.
Mm.
The problem is the frame that I originally had with that one, it broke. It's, sorry, got another one. Too big.
Too big. But, you know, the moral of the story is we apologise for the rest of the announcers for the rest of the day because this studio has a bad man smell to it at the moment. It's ridiculous. 26 past 6.
A little bit of debris around the roads as well, so take it real easy. Just some of those road closures, though. We'll get through them now. The Bruce Highway north of Bowen at Marinda. That is now open, but it's with caution, so take it real easy. The Bruce Highway north of Prossy at Myrtle Creek, that is closed. South of Prossy at Gorganga Plains is closed. Proserpine Shute Harbour Road at Hamilton Plains, that is closed. Marion Eaton Road at Sandy Creek. The Serena Homebush Road at Alligator Creek. We've had reports that it's now clear, which is good to see. The Marlborough Serena Road at Prospect Creek is closed and the Windmill Crossing as well.
You know, the sad thing is we just heard at 6:30 this morning, Jason Costigan was talking about a family who have lost their farm in last night's cyclone, believe it or not.
And they've basically lost their farm, lock, stock and barrel. It's a tragic situation from an industry point of view. There's been no loss of life, as I understand, and or any injuries, but losing the farm and having a whack there, you can imagine how some people are feeling this morning.
It's sad stuff. Jason Costigan there talking to Naomi Lynch in our newsroom.
And being out on the farm as well, it's tough to start off with, you know. Yeah. This is just an added blow.
Well, we'll certainly have all the details on that and, of course, those road closures again after 7 this morning with Chris Hull in the traffic.
Now, on the weekend, on Saturday, Jay, the Dogs Day Out happened to be a big success at Camilleri Street Park. Mm. That park is absolutely massive. It's just it was almost like a vacant block of land, okay?
Yeah.
And a whole heap of dogs turned up. Even Hugo, the St. Bernard, he got a little bit wet, obviously, because it was raining on Saturday. But what a great day with all the dogs out there.
Well, you know, that's what we need to do more often, obviously, you know, have the dogs out there, have a good time. And it was time Saturday for that to happen. We thought, you know, we love our dogs, they're part of our family, let's celebrate them for one day.
Yep, absolutely, and had a bit of a chat with some of the ladies that were there as well. Obviously, the dogs were running around, having a good time, even the smaller ones were there as well, and I asked them a couple of questions. All right, ladies, decent day out, even though it's a little bit wet. It's okay, yeah?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Fantastic. All well behaved.
Okay, now, the dogs are actually being okay at the moment. Do you get any times where they are out in public and they start to play up a bit?
Yes, I have one that's a chicken and likes to be very scared of other dogs, and that's Foxy. And then I have one that occasionally will bash up the other dogs, but, you know, that's occasionally, and they're so little.
Okay, fine. So what sort of dogs are they?
Foxy's a Shih Tzu Maltese, and Penny's a miniature Jack Russell, but doesn't look like it.
Okay, cool. And they're very well behaved. Well done.
Yeah, that should be. Yeah. She's 15, he's 14 months old.
Oh, really?
That sounds like your dog.
That was my dog, Candy, the Wonder Dog. She was just making sure everyone was okay and having a good time. She says, hey, is everybody having a good time?
She's a spokes dog.
She is.
Wow. Thank you to everybody who did turn up. We have to make mention that it was a pretty miserable day in regards to the weather. So thanks for popping down to our dog's day out. School holidays upon us. The George Street Neighbourhood Centre have fabric fun from 9:30 this morning and painting party for ages 8 years old and up. Dave, that'll be for you. 12:30 at the Learning Gallery today.
Only just.
Now, with Tropical Cyclone now Ita off our coast and not posing any threat to our coastline, great news, we can breathe a sigh of relief now.
Yep, and a lot of people can actually get their power back on as well because quite a few people were without power last night. Bob Police from Ergon Energy. Mate, what's the latest?
Well, look, crews have been working throughout the night and yesterday afternoon, late yesterday afternoon, on power issues relating to Cyclone Ita up around the Whitsundays and also in the Seaforth area. Good progress has been made, and this morning crews are continuing the effort in the Mount Grouper area, Shute Haven, where we're getting a helicopter in the air to identify damage in the hills, mountainous terrain and that sort of thing, with power lines being brought down. Seaforth, Mount Dukes, cuttable area, that's down to 180 customers. Crews are working through the problems there. Out on the Mandalay area up around Jubilee Pocket, 69 customers currently still without power, and we're working through the problems there. Some issues around Gregory and Crystal Brook, a small number of customers affected there. And around Farley, Wanderoo area, 19 customers. So it's So generally, it's going well. We were able to get power reinstated to the Jubilee Pocket substation last night, which brought quite a number of customers back on around Cannonvale and Airlie Beach.
Yeah, that's Bob Pleasure joining us from Ergon Energy. Thanks for the update there, Bob. Also, a few road closures this morning still at this stage. Bowen at Merinda is open with caution if you're heading in that direction.
And also the Windmill Crossing, that is closed at the moment too, okay? So don't go around the back way of Glenella.
Jason Costigan doesn't seem very happy. Of course not, and he has every right to not be happy with reports of people still crossing flooded roadways. He's joining Naomi Lynch after 8:30 this morning.
Well, I believe there's been a number of incidents over the weekend at Crofton Creek in Cannon Valley on the Gregory to Cannon Valley Road. Another incident, I believe, on the Gregory River north of Proserpine. People are just taking risks unnecessarily. There's no need to do it.
Yeah, we said those five words before. If it's flooded, forget it. And people just tend to think, oh, it'll be okay. I just need to cross this path. You know?
I've got a four-wheel drive. I'll get through it.
No.
Doesn't always happen.
Don't do it. I'm really having issues with the next competition we're about to do.
Yeah, you're already starting to drool. It's all about chocolate Easter eggs.
We're playing a Beat the Easter Egg Timer. I'm miffed because we have to give this darn chocolate away.
Beat the Easter Egg Timer, thanks to Exquisite View, located at Mackay GP Super Clinic Complex, Rural View.
We have seriously had to have this under lock and key because of you, Jay. It's not that often, but you do go nuts on your chocolate. Helen is the first person through. Helen, you ready to give it a go?
Oh, yes, I'm a chocoholic.
I'm with you. I had a whole block yesterday, and I don't feel bad about that whatsoever.
You should.
I needed the sugar consumption, that's what it was.
Okay, yeah. Helen, let's see if you can beat the egg timer, okay? Are you ready to go?
What do I say?
Well, you just say stop.
Okay.
Here we go. Anytime you want to say stop.
Two Malteser bunnies.
Yum.
Two Malteser bunnies and a chocolate egg.
That's three.
Two Malteser bunnies, a chocolate egg, and a large Cadbury bunny.
Ooh. Here we go.
A bag of little eggs, large Cadbury bunny, six chocolate eggs, and Malteser bunnies.
Stop.
Oh.
How well do you think you went?
I'm happy with that.
You're happy with that?
Yeah.
Because you know what? The timer actually was just about to go off, so you actually got in within time frame.
Yeah, well done.
Good work, Helen. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is what you got yourself, okay? Two Malteser bunnies, a chocolate egg, a large Cadbury bunny, and a bag of small eggs too.
Fantastic, guys. Thank you.
Anytime. Happy Easter to you. It's all thanks to our friends at Exquisite You as well.
Jason, mates, thanks for joining us. You've got to feel sorry for those on the farm that lost everything this morning, hey?
Yeah, you do, fellas. Good morning to you. And look, the sun might be shining this morning, but spare a thought for some of these poor souls, the man on the land, some farming families are doing it really tough this morning, counting the cost. I know one farmer up around Bowen, which is out of my patch, but they've taken a hit to the tune of about $500,000. We're talking about small crops here, fruit and vegetable, and also a grower halfway between Proserpine and Bowen. Their farm basically has been wiped out. They've been farming there on the banks of Edenlassie Creek for something like 60 years, as I understand. And I actually have a cousin who lives in the neighbourhood. They reckon they haven't seen a flood like this, and the farm's been wiped out. And they're up there this morning trying to work out where they go. And look, I'm going up there as soon as I get off the program with you this morning.
It's certainly a sad thing. And I guess it's hard for some people to fathom how bad the Cyclone Ida was, because here in Mackay, and certainly in parts of the Whitsundays as well, yeah, we got the wind, yeah, we got the rain, but you don't know the damage until the day after, and then it becomes a real figure, doesn't it?
Well, it's the flooding that causes problems as well, and as I understand right now, the Bruce Highway block between Mackay and Proserpine at Gorganga and some of the usual suspects, and so the flooding's been more pronounced in certain areas, and certainly there's been a lot of rain in a short period of time, particularly in those dry tropics areas north of Proserpine where you get out of the cane country. But and just on that, these ningnongs driving through floodwaters, honestly, but we need to get them for a CAT scan, because they just don't get the message, do they?
Yeah.
We won't be able to do that, but we should be naming and shaming these people, because it's ridiculous. Nothing's changing.
Well, the naming and shaming thing, I think if you talk to the man on the street, more and more people do like that idea. It might be politically correct, but I'll call it as I see it. And if you go down to the pub or the bakery or the shop this morning, yeah, people have had a gutful of them because they're putting lives at risk, not only their own lives, but the lives of emergency services personnel. So that's not lost on me. And I've been on the phone to the Minister for Police and Emergency Services this morning, and he's as frustrated as I am. And the more we talk about it, sadly, the more we hear of reports of people just running the gauntlet. It's just madness.
Yeah, well, they are peanuts, aren't they?
Absolutely.
They should be fined.
All right. Well, Jason Costigan, mate, I know you've got a busy day ahead of us. Pass our best wishes on to the folks that you meet this morning, and Naomi Lynch has got more with you in the news in just a second. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, fellas. Nice to be with you.
If it's making entertainment news headlines...
Now that's entertainment.
It's in Access All Areas. And if it's not, it's about to.
What is happening in Tinseltown and around Australia?
Well, let's go to Peaches Geldof first. We know that she suddenly passed away last week or the week before.
Yeah.
She was actually meant to relocate to Australia for 3 months to film a secret TV show before she died last week.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Well, there you go.
Now, there was no word about it at this stage because it was still under wraps at that stage.
Yeah.
But she said, and she was quoted as saying, I can't say what it is yet, but I'll be there for 3 months talking about moving to Australia. So
nothing wrong with moving to Australia. That's where we live. We love it.
Still sad news, though, that she wasn't able to make that.
Mm.
Now, this isn't really Hollywood goss, but it's something that everybody's talking about at the moment. Now, you may remember the story about Chloe Campbell. Now, she was that young girl who was snatched from her bedroom.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes, I did hear about this,
and she was found in the showgrounds across the road from her home.
Mm. All of a sudden, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. And there was a country search for young Chloe. Now, police are investigating this at the moment, but apparently Chloe Campbell has described her kidnappers as daddy's friends.
Right.
So they're seeing if there's some sort of dodgy business going on there in regards to maybe it's something to do with the law, and they've used young Chloe as a threat, you know,
to get back at the old man.
Get money or whatever it is out of him. So everybody's talking about that at the moment. So we'll find out more details on young Chloe. We're just glad that she was found nice and safe as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last night, big night on Southern Cross 10 with Craig taking out the biggest loser.
Craig, on day one of the competition, you weighed 183.4 kilos. Your current weight is...
10. There you go, Craig taking it out last night.
Almost 80 kilos he lost. That's a good effort.
I'm sorry if you hadn't seen the show yet and we spoiled it for you. We had a few people saying this morning, you could have told us not who won. But that's the job, unfortunately.
It is.
You know, there's also some rumours floating around about The Biggest Loser and its return for 2015. They say that it may not be returning to our screens next year, so we'll find out some more details on that one.
Well, speaking of The Biggest Loser Australia, we're going to have Craig on the show tomorrow morning as well. Mm. Might even hit him up for a loan, $20 loan, because he won $75,000 out of the show, didn't he?
Not too bad for losing a bit of weight, I say.